courtside of the Frank Kearns broadcast table with Colin Lacey. I'm Danny Reed, now joined by head coach Mark Byington. You said after Radford and before this game, the team had to stay the course. This was a different kind of stay the course. That game, you were down 5 with 3:44 left. This game, you're down 21-6, and they pretty much made everything the first couple of minutes. How did staying the course apply?
Well, we didn't have an option. it was a poor start. And, they came out, and I thought they did some good things on the offensive end. And personnel-wise, they just shoot it so well. And I thought they did a good job with spacing and kind of putting us on our heels. And, we on offensive end, we were a little stagnant. We couldn't get stops on the defensive end. And I know they scored 5 of the first 6 possessions, and it was a poor defensive start. But the good thing was – we were able to come back pretty quickly, and we found our way to get some stops. Offense wasn't a problem tonight. on the offensive end, we were sharp. A lot of guys were making plays. Elijah McCadden, they had a strategy to try to back off of him and almost give him threes to try to take away Isaiah Crawley was their game plan, and I don't think we'll see that again. That backfired.
Elijah was 9 of 36 from 3 in his career before tonight. He goes 7 of 12 in this game, 28 points, 8 of 14 overall, 5 of 6 at the line in 34 minutes. You see Elijah every day. You've seen how much he has improved. That's an amazing performance for him.
Well, he's our hardest worker. He's always in the gym. He was in the gym shooting shots today, yeah. In the morning, at night. Elijah just works so hard at it. So it's not a coincidence that he made himself into a good shooter. And, last game he made threes. So this is not a coincidence. And we had games in Spain. There's 2 games in Spain where he made 5 three-pointers. So people now are finding out he can shoot the ball. They're going to have to do something different on him. But he was with confidence. He made his play. He got really going there in the first half, and sometimes the guys fizzle out, and he kept it going in the second half too.
Well, I talked to him about being on the gun while everybody else was out there eating Olive Garden. He's out here for an extra hour shooting on shots. He's got Ben Betts working with him. It's just so nice to see all that work finally come true.
Yeah, he's a product of hard work. He's very talented and athletic, but when you mix that with somebody who has desire and works real hard, so these last games he's proven what he can do, and we've seen it. We kind of seen it coming. He's done really well, and I think the other thought that comes to my mind on this game was our bench played really, really well, and besides Elijah, I thought our bench probably won the game for us. I thought every single one of them that came off the bench, Simeon Carter, David Lee Jones, David Vitti, Trey Dawkins, every single one of them had positive minutes. You look at their plus minuses, those guys played really well, and I thought won us the game tonight.
31-4, Georgia Southern outscores Mercer's bench. The one thing that I just mentioned before the last break, Calvin 7 assists, 2 turnovers. David Lee 6 assists, 1 turnover. Both of those assist totals are career highs. To know that your 2-point guards had a 13-3 assist to turnover ratio is pretty nice.
Well, I didn't feel that way during the game, I'm going to believe that the stat people are right. And those two, and I say this every single time right now, we're learning and growing as a team, and especially those two. So, Tukey's gone, and now the ball is in their hands. Like, end of the game where Calvin's got to be able to get us in the right spot and understand the time and score of the game and the situation. And David Lee Jones was really good in the first half when Calvin got in foul trouble. I'm putting a lot on those guys, and it's good for them to come through in a performance like this. Calvin was good towards the end, and I thought David Lee Jones was really good in the first half.
When you're watching this team make plays like repeated alley-oops, Calvin's behind the back, lefty, dipsy-do, whatever it was, you coach them a certain way, but to simply watch them play the way that they want to play, what is that like for you?
Well, there's a time and score in the right play, in the different situations, and, this thing's supposed to be fun. And so if they're making a smart play and sometimes got a little pizzazz on it, I'm fine. I love when they have fun. Sometimes we get a little wild, and the grays are coming in on the side of my hair right now, and it's probably some of those plays. But I want them guys to play loose. I want them to play confident. I want them to believe in themselves that they're going to make plays. And, we made a lot of them in the second half for sure.
One more thing for me regarding the stats. We talked rebounding before the game. Mercer had a huge edge in the early going, but you out-rebound them in the second half, 14-10. What was key?
Yeah, it was just like the last game. It's you know, if you saw our practices the last couple of days, I mean, probably the number one thing we talked about and worked on was rebounding. And, you know, they got great size. And so, it wasn't easy. But we do got to get better at rebounding. We got to fix it. We got to do it consistently. You know, everybody on our team could do it. Getting Simeon back helps us with some size. Yeah. I thought Trey Dawkins, did some well things tonight. So, maybe we'll have some bigger bodies out there, but still just putting bigger bodies is not going to solve it. We got to do a much better job of boxing out and going to get it.
Georgia Southern has the next 10 days off. They're heading down to Fort Myers, Florida, but they can enjoy this one over Mercer, coming back from 15 down to win 98-88. Coach, thanks very much. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Danny.